Be safe as you drive today.
You're tuned in to The Big Show, broadcasting live as we say g'day from Brisbane, Australia. Follow us as we discover the hidden gems of Brisbane. Brought to you by Tourism Australia.
G'day and welcome to The Big Show, live from Down Under. You'd be hopping mad to miss it. You come from a land down under.
Yes, we are down under in Australia. I'm going to change things up a little bit in terms of the introduction. It's Glenn, Angel, Daphne, and the Flying Dutchman.
Woo! Oh, it's true. Yeah, he is with us.
But he's in the studio, actually.
Yes, that's
but the three of us are in this amazing place. It's called O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat. And, you know, we did so much already. We arrived yesterday afternoon. And we did so much. I feel so rested this morning.
We jumped straight onto the segues with Dion, who helped us out with that, with the training. And then we fed some birds. Some birds fed on our heads as well. I went into the spa, so I had a little bit of an extra retreat. But we'll be showing that video later on The Big Show and The Big Show TV. We're starting a little bit early, as we have been this entire week. So tune in from about 7:50. That's 10 to 8.
Are you enjoying yourself, Daphne?
I am, very much so. It's so relaxing.
What do you have this morning?
I had some chocolate pancakes and some bacon and scrambled eggs.
Angel? What did you have for breakfast? Oh, Glenn, no, let's throw it straight to
okay.
you.
Okay, I had scrambled eggs. I had bacon, lots of bacon. Mm-hmm. The bacon is amazing.
Yeah?
What else? Tried it, Angel.
Okay.
I had sausages and I had baked beans.
Ooh.
And some coffee.
Coffee? We're having our coffee right
and
now.
Picnic bubbles.
Picnic bubbles.
But you cannot beat the scenery that is behind us. So make sure you tune into the Big Show TV to catch out. I'm just amazed. This is my first outdoor broadcast and overseas broadcast. So I'm amazed at every setup, you know, the team putting everything together, and the fact that we are live in Singapore right now at this time just still blows my mind.
Yeah, we want to give some credit to the people in the studio as well, Cheyenne, as well as Vanessa. Thanks so much for holding the fort down and making sure that everyone in Singapore can actually hear us. Yeah. We're going to be speaking on The Big Show TV to a couple of people from O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat. We'll have Nathan Wilshaw as well as Brendan Long find out what they have to say on TV.
And I want to say big love to our team here in Australia as well. Ashikin, Bryant, Shalini, Andre Huden, and, the boss, Stella.
the paymaster.
Glenn, Angel, and Daphne coming to you from O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat, where everything, as far as I'm concerned, is perfect. This coffee that we're having right now is perfect. The breakfast was perfect. Last night, we sat around the campfire.
Yeah, it was perfect.
That was so nice as well.
I missed the campfire.
You did.
I think I went to my room.
Yes, you went to sleep quite early.
Yeah. I mean, it is a beautiful spot. So this area is Lamington National Park, and it's known as the green behind the gold. Because it's always called Gold Coast, right? And people think it's like the beaches and all that, but they don't realize there's this green behind the gold. We'll speak more about that during the show.
But speaking of travel, so you know how, you know, we're here right now so we can give everyone great recommendations on what to do in Queensland, Australia. But that's because we're here doing the recce now. And, you know, we talk about AI taking over a lot of things. Have you ever thought about an AI travel guide or an AI to create your travel itinerary? So this is something that a lot of travel companies have been exploring. And to be honest, the latest in that is that they haven't perfected it yet, only because travel can be so personal, right? Like, you might want to go for just the food. Glenn might only want to go for golf. And so there's no necessarily, like, there's no AI tool that can really put together the perfect itinerary because it cannot read your mind. You have to put in all the prompts. So they're doing the work still to make it as good as possible. But if you were thinking of how to get your itinerary together with the least amount of effort, I think the quickest way is to go get an AI planner.
Yes, I've heard of AI those.
Planner.
Yeah.
What will this AI planner look like?
You just go online.
Small,
you know, like
small skirt, long legs.
See, that'll be fun, you see.
Wow, okay.
If it's not that, then what's the point?
So user experience designers, obviously to target the market, maybe you have to create an actual travel guide to read the itinerary for people like Glenn.
In a really low, sexy voice.
I'm not
open,
too low.
Open
not
for too voice low. Over work. Open for voice. But anyway, quite crazy that the future is putting this together, because I'm someone that doesn't like to plan.
I
like
the future is AI.
Yeah. It is. Oh, so scary. It's so scary.
What's hot and what's not trending.
Trending now. Glenn's Trending Quickies.
All right, today on Trending Quickies, a number of people I really, really like.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Along the way, maybe you can ask me who I like. Because if not, I won't say.
Let me try and guess.
Okay. All right, first story. When Gayle King and Charles Barkley's talk show debuted on CNN last year, it was described as a limited series. Well, they've apparently hit their limit. CNN has cancelled their show.
Oh, no, King Charles, right? That's what it's
called,
King right?
Charles.
Yeah,
but how? It's been running for a while?
A year.
For a while.
No.
Bad combination.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. Steve Buscemi has joined the cast of Wednesday for season 2 at Netflix.
You like Steve Buscemi.
I love Steve Buscemi.
Okay, all right, there you go.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he was approached to be Trump's vice presidential candidate. Go for it.
You don't like him. Robert, well, have you heard him speak?
I like Trump better.
Okay, all right.
All right. Keanu Reeves has joined the cast of Sonic the Hedgehog 3 as the voice of Shadow.
I love Keanu Reeves
as well. Meghan Markle has finally launched the first product from her new lifestyle brand, American Riviera Orchard.
Oh.
Starting with, guess what's the first product?
Lipstick.
Strawberry jam.
Nobody's going to buy it. No one.
Next.
But I don't know why. I kind of like Meghan Markle.
Do you?
A little bit better.
Now.
It's like she's a bit bitchy. I like that.
Okay, all right.
Tom Hiddleston says his Loki character was inspired by Alan Rickman's playfulness in that first Die Hard movie.
Oh, I remember that, yes.
And finally, Dakota Fanning says that Tom Cruise has given her a birthday present every year since they did War of the Worlds together.
Oh, how sweet.
I love Dakota. Yeah. Oh, I love Dakota
I love
Fanning.
Dakota Fanning as well.
I love Tom Cruise more.
I don't like Tom Cruise. I didn't like him as soon as he started jumping up and down on Oprah Winfrey's couch. Yeah. That was it for
He's
me.
He's not real.
Posters all came down.
He's AI, I'm convinced.
I want to be like Tom Cruise when I grow up. All right, that's it for Trending Quick. Coming to you live from O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat. And right after this, for lunch, we are going to a vineyard.
Oh, I can't
wait. Winery, right?
Yeah.
We will be. And that will be another bucket list for me because I've never been to a vineyard.
You have never been to a vineyard?
I don't believe that.
So many firsts for me on this trip, really. Feeding the wild dolphins, riding the Segway, the ATV, the helicopter, the vineyard. So I'm very excited, and I'm so grateful that I've shared it with you guys as well.
Aww.
Yeah. Okay, it's time for Travel Thursday.
Which is not your first time.
No. for traveling or Travel Thursday. Now, traveling can be chaotic. We know that, especially if you're passing through some of the world's busiest airports. So it is absolutely understandable to forget something at airport security. Have you guys ever forgotten anything? Like, have you ever left your baggage behind by mistake?
Yes.
Never.
Okay. Did you claim it? Did you manage to get it back?
Well, it was when I arrived, and then, you know, sometimes they put it through the detector. Mm. So I was flying in from America, and I was so tired that I left one of my hand carries behind.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then I went in the car.
Oh, so it's like at the security belt, basically, right? Okay. Well, lots of people do leave their bags behind. They often forget. And there is a report that just came out in the U.S. alone that by a company called Unclaimed Baggage that some 2 million items were left behind last year alone.
Unclaimed?
Unclaimed. The company is called Unclaimed Baggage.
Oh, wow.
And some 2 million items were left behind. But I don't want to talk about the numbers. I want to actually talk about those items. So let's go back to that company, Unclaimed Baggage. This is a store. This is an online store in the U.S. that resells lost luggage.
Oh, that seems wrong.
Okay. No, it's not wrong. I mean,
great business model, though.
Yeah, exactly. They started in the 70s.
Oh.
And now they work with airlines and airports for people that don't claim their baggage. It goes straight to this website. I've gone onto the website. This is only for the U.S., right? And I found myself a Louis Vuitton Roadster 50 in Daimler Graphite. This is one of those weekender bags.
No way. It can't be real.
It is real. These are all authentic. The original price is $2,160 and it's going for $1,080. I also, for the women, found a platinum emerald ring with a diamond flower accent. Now, the original price for this ring, it's been appraised at $35,000. It is going at $17,909. Now, this has an 9.8 carat emerald and a 1.8 carat diamond on it.
I would advise anyone who has lost something to
quickly go to this website.
Wait, can I just say this whole morning? I thought you were shopping while we were doing research.
I was doing research. So if you want to find out more, you can go to unclaimedbaggage.com. There are some real finds here, and they'll do the buy now pay later scheme where you can pay pay in interest-free installments.
See what I mean? Amazing.
Can you claim, though?
Amazing business idea. Amazing business model.
Can you claim if you recognize something you
lost?
That, you know, I don't know the story behind that, but I'm sure you can get in touch with them. And if you can prove it, they might be able to sell it back to you. So anyway, I put that article up on our Facebook page. It's Kiss 92 FM.
It's Glenn, Angel and Daphne coming to you live from Australia. We are in Brisbane. And at the moment, we are at O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat. As a matter of fact, we are at O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat right now. This is just a two-hour drive inland from Brisbane City to arrive right here at Lamington National Park, located in the ancient Gondwana Rainforest of Australia's World Heritage Area. Now, this outstanding UNESCO World Heritage Site boasts lush rainforests, ancient trees, spectacular views, relaxing walking trails, exceptional ecological significance, and natural breathtaking beauty.
Now, if you're going to make the trip out to Lamington National Park, we would highly recommend staying at O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat for a night or two. It is an accredited, world-renowned ecotourism development surrounded by pristine beauty of the ancient Gondwana rainforest. Now, this is where you'll find more than 200 species of birds. So if you're a bird watcher, bring your camera, bring your lens, because we see quite a few of them around here.
Yeah.
And, you know, see how many types of birds you can spot.
Yeah, and you might even get to feed them. Mm-hmm. And they do that at a particular time of day. But if you get here in time, you can feed the birds as well.
I've got scratches of love all over my arms.
Me too.
I've got it on my head.
Yeah, you can catch all of that on our Instagram at Kiss92FM, or you can watch it on the Big Show TV in just a bit as well. Now, you can, when you're here, you can do activities that include the Segway Safari, which we did, and you can watch on the Big Show TV. There's bird feeding, flying fox, e-bike tours, free working walking trails, or simply do nothing at the spa, which Angel got to go to, or make a splash in the stunning infinity pool overlooking the Lost World Valley.
Now, if you're worried about the pool being cold, it is a heated pool, so it makes for some perfect dipping.
I mean, you mentioned cold just now. I have to say, in terms of the temperature, it's slightly cooler up here, than when we were in the city.
Absolutely.
But it's
what would
amazing.
You say?
It's
perfect.
Gorgeous.
It is perfect.
Absolutely
it is perfect.
So what are you waiting for? Discover the magic of Brisbane today. Visit Queensland.com or Australia.com to find out more.
G'day and welcome to The Big Show live from Down Under. You'd be hopping mad to miss it.
Good morning, and we certainly hope you're enjoying the show from wherever you're catching us from right now. We are currently at O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat, and later on The Big Show and The Big Show TV, which we will be starting, I think, maybe 10 minutes earlier at 7:50 a.m., we will be interviewing Ranger Nathan Wilshaw, who will tell us more about the activities you can enjoy right here at the retreat. And then later on, we'll speak to the retreat manager, Brendan Long, as well.
And we'll also show you what we got up to yesterday in terms of learning how to ride those segways, feeding those birds. We had those king parrots as well as the Roselles on us, and also my experience, a short experience at the spa. That's going to be coming on The Big Show and The Big Show TV at 7:50.
That's right. Nothing can beat these views, I gotta say. Waking up to the mountains in the background.
The fresh mountain air.
Yeah.
Sitting on the balcony, reading a book.
Yeah, it is lovely.
It's so nice and cool here, right? I mean, the sun is coming down. Coming down on us.
Oh, down on us. Yes, correct. Yes.
The sun is coming down on us. It's going to probably come in and hit us right here on the area in which we're working. We feel a little bit of that warmth, but it's about
17 degrees.
It's
which
like
is
there's
beautiful.
Air conditioning in front of us.
Absolutely, yeah. Outdoors. You know? Yeah.
It is such a nice balance of warmth and coolness.
I still can't believe you're in short sleeves.
It's not that cold.
Yeah. You're in a
hoodie. No, I'm Andre and myself.
I took this off, I'd be in a lot less. So yeah, not right now.
I've got double layers on. Chilly.
It's a wonderful day, a beautiful day here in Australia. Once again, it's Glenn, Angel and Daphne coming to you from O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat. All right, up next we have a song from Benny who?
Benny Blanco.
This is Bad Decisions on Kiss 92. Dua Lipa with the track called Brisbane. It's Glenn Angel and Daphne right here on Kiss 92, coming to you live from Brisbane. We are currently at O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat. And earlier on, we were telling you about our experience the moment we arrived yesterday afternoon. We did the Segway. How did you girls enjoy that?
I loved it.
I want to do more of the Segway.
They cap it at 10 kilometers an hour, but I just wish that we could have gone faster. But it's so nice because you go through the rainforest.
Yeah.
And then you go onto the road, which is a very safe road, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Shout out to Dion.
Yes.
Took us around.
Thank you, Dion.
10 kilometers an hour seemed quite fast.
It did.
Because we had to go downhill as well.
I feel like we did not go fast enough. But maybe that's just
me. Daphne is the speedster. No?
She's the speed demon.
I wanted to say on the Segway, you know, because when I lived in LA, I love going on hikes. Whenever I travel, I like walking through rainforests and in the mountains, and we are in the mountains right now. But, you know, it reminds me that, you know, when I travel with like my mom or people that don't like to walk as much, I know it might be a bit difficult, but they do give you a little bit of training on the Segway before we go out on the field. So I was thinking about my mom because she cannot walk that much, right? But if she was daring enough to go on the Segway, then we could cover a lot more ground, you know?
Yeah, for
so
sure,
I think it's
sure.
it's such a, come on, it's the best way to enjoy the forest.
It's the best mode of transport.
There's so many people who somehow are afraid of trying, you know, the Segway out because they feel like they might fall backwards
or forwards. Yeah.
But it doesn't work that way.
It's not. It's almost a center of gravity thing. So you need a little bit of balance. But beyond that, we also did the bird feeding, which was a lot of fun. We had the king parrots on us. We had the
crimson
roselles. And these are
there are thornbills here as well.
There are thornbills. These are birds that you'll see everywhere. They come onto your balcony. You know, they come right up to you when you're having breakfast.
But funny, so right? When we say thornbills, we think of the bigger thornbill, you know, that bird. But there is a species
I think you're thinking of hornbill.
Yeah, that's the hornbill.
Like a toucan type thing. Yeah, these are
little
ones.
I'm sure someone is thinking that as well. I'm quite sure.
I was thinking that too.
So thornbill is kind of like a sparrow.
But pretty one with a nice tuft of chest of feathers. But beyond the bird feeding as well as the Segway experience, there's also the glowworm experience. You can also get onto the flying fox. There's a birds of prey show, e-bike tours. There's so much happening
camping.
Here. Camping. At night, you can also go stargazing.
Hey, Daphne, why are you laughing?
Because I missed the fire, the campfire with y'all last night.
Oh, yeah. But there were no tents involved. So
Audrey Hooden is also laughing in the background when I said camping. Because you know why? I have a feeling in his mind, he's like, there is no way this bugger is going to be camping out there.
Because have you ever camped in your life?
Of course.
You know what
the
funniest? You know what the funniest statement you said was earlier? What? You're like, can't we just pitch the tent and then go back to the room and
correct.
Sleep?
Correct.
This defeats the purpose of camping, Glenn.
It's
you
too
have
cold,
to sleep
then I'll
in
go back
it.
To
Glenn
my
needs
nice,
to glamp.
Cozy room.
Anyway, what are you waiting for? It's so very exciting. You come and say good day to Australian Way. Visit Queensland.com or Australia.com to find out
more. You know
what?
You guys do you. And I will do me.
You do, Glenn.
All right. It's 7:15.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Glenn's top 5.
All right. Top 5 ways to observe Bat Appreciation Day. I declare today Bat Appreciation Day.
Why?
Because when we were at Lone Pine Koala Sanctuary yesterday, there was an enclosure there where there were about maybe six or seven really huge bats just
sleeping.
Hanging there.
Yeah, they were sleeping because they're nocturnal.
Right.
Yeah, I did with their wings sort of covering them in a little cocoon. Yeah,
I'm just laughing because you went up to them and you said, "Stop talking! They're gonna wake up."
Yes, oh, yeah, I was telling all of you.
I don't think they can be bothered with us talking.
Anyway, okay, so today is Bat Appreciation Day. I declare today Bat Appreciation Day. Top 5 ways to observe Bat Appreciation Day.
At number 5.
Everybody hang upside down.
Good to okay. At number 4.
Everybody only come out at night.
Ooh, I like that one. I like that one. Go-go-nch. At number 3.
Everybody, drop a baseball bat for a bat boy to pick up.
Okay, made no sense. At number 2.
Everybody, watch Dracula and cheer for the vampire.
Yay! And the top way for you to observe Bat Appreciation Day, because according to Glenn, that's today.
Everybody, hang out with Batman.
Yay! Oh, if you can find
behind him.
Ga-gunch.
And well done to Daphne Koo for all those effects.
Glenn's impossible question.
Okay, so yesterday Daphne won, right?
Yeah!
Yes, she did. She did.
Or was that the day before?
No, it was yesterday.
Yesterday at Lone Pine, I remember.
Never, yes.
Okay, so today I'm going to make it real impossible.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, for the average woman, and it's good that I'm in the company of the both of you. For the average woman.
I like how you left average out.
For the average woman, this will occur about 4 times in her lifetime. So today we'll find out if these two ladies are average or not. For the average woman, this will occur about 4 times in her lifetime. What am I talking about? Let's start off with 2 tries each, okay? 2 tries
okay.
each. Angel?
She will find the love of her life.
4 times?
Bah, wrong.
That's too many times.
That's why they're called average women.
Oh.
It's possible, actually.
Yeah.
Daphne?
I was going to say heartbreak.
Which is about the same. Yeah, about the actually, same, right? Yeah.
Bah, wrong. Last chance. For the average woman, this will occur about 4 times in her lifetime.
A flat tire she can't change.
Meh.
Oh, losing your cell phone.
Meh. Okay. I win today. For the average woman, this will occur about 4 times in her lifetime. She'll receive a terrible haircut.
Oh, Daphne, high five. We aren't average women.
Woo.
Yay!
G'day and welcome to the big show live from Down Under. You'd be hopping mad to miss it. You come from a land down
under. How are you enjoying the show? I hope you are because it's been a wild show this morning.
Oh my goodness. We had maybe 20 birds on the show, on our heads, on our hands. One bit me. I think I
did
might.
Did it really bite you?
It did.
But you're not bleeding.
No, I'm not bleeding, but their beaks are quite sharp, right? Okay. They were just trying to get to the food. So maybe they mistook my pink nails as bird seed.
But Glenn has a lot of scratches with blood coming out.
Blood? That's not blood.
It's like, little scrapes. When women scratch me.
Oh,
the same
my
thing.
Goodness.
Might just be the women then. Yeah, okay.
New level of chaos for me in terms of a show.
Definitely a first for Singapore radio.
I wanted the birds to scratch my back as well, actually.
Well, one left something on my back.
That is true, actually. A bird actually pooped on Daphne's back.
Right on where it said no wakas.
Yeah, it's on my Insta story, GLENNN. Go check it out.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks so much for watching. If you didn't watch it, you can always head to our YouTube and Facebook channels. It's up there. And of course, it's all over our social media as well.
We are in Brisbane and we are staying at O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat.
I think we're in Gold Coast now.
We're in the Gold Coast, yes. In Queensland.
Yes, in Queensland.
Yeah, no longer in Brisbane.
Well, I mentioned Brisbane just
you
now.
You did, yes.
Quite a few times.
I think, yeah. It's okay. We let you.
Close by.
Okay, and in case you're only just tuning in right now, from Brisbane to O'Reilly's, it's about a 2-hour drive.
That's right, and it's about a 90-minute drive from here to Surfers Paradise, which is where we're headed to next.
That's right.
And I think if you're planning your next trip to Brisbane, we could help you out money-wise, because I think that's coming up in just a bit.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Speaking of money, $200. Guess, right?
Yes.
Guess the song, sponsored by PropNex with the Flying Dutchman.
Do we get to guess the song? Do we get
can
to
we?
Try? Can we try?
Can we hear the 1 second?
Can we hear the 1 second
Cheyenne
of that?
Cheyenne in the studio, could you play 1 second and we're going to try and, solve it? Because we want the $200.
We need money for Australia.
Okay, let's go. Olivia Rodrigo, Obsessed.
Feather by Sabrina Carpenter.
Happy Birthday.
By Marilyn Monroe.
Ariana Grande, Yes and?
Yeah, and what?
No. I know.
No. Right? Okay. All right. Well, no. I guess.
All right. Maybe not.
Miley Cyrus. Flowers.
Flowers.
No.
I can buy myself flowers. No, it doesn't sound like
okay,
it.
Your chance. Coming up with the Flying Dutchman, we're talking about Guess the Song, brought to you by PropNex. Up next, Unholy, this is Sam Smith on KISS 92. And here's a message brought to you by Tourism Australia. It's Glenn Angel and Daphne coming to you from O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat.
And you know what? I had a wonderful experience at their Lost World Spa. I had my therapist from she's from South Africa. Her name is Karen. And she gave me a 1-hour deep tissue massage. And I could almost tell that she was possibly also a sports
masseur because you could tell the way she was sort of concentrating on the muscles that hurt the most.
Right.
This spa, the Lost World Spa, is actually located about 400 meters away from the main building here at O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat. And it's right next to an infinity heated pool overlooking the rainforest and the mountains. So each room that you go into, each therapy room that you go into has this massive window that is almost like a picture frame of the view. And when you look out, you can see the pool, you can see by the people by the pool. So as I was about to start, she's like, take your robe off, lie face down on the bed. And I'm looking out the window going, can anybody see me in here? And she goes, no. I'm like, oh, okay, everything off.
But do they do like couple massages as well?
There are couple rooms as well, right, as a single room. So if you're planning to come as a couple or if you're planning to come as a family, there's plenty to do and plenty to unwind with as
I
well.
I love O'Reilly's.
I think we get to see that view on the Big Show TV later as well.
Yes.
We do, a little bit of it, yes.
So a little bit about O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat, the 48 self-contained and architecturally designed luxury villas perched unobtrusively on the sloping hillside overlooking sweeping views of the Western McPherson Ranges.
Also, O'Reilly's spacious air-conditioned villas. Now, these air conditioners double up as heaters as well during this time of the year. I didn't know that. Have fully ensuited bedrooms, kitchen, living area, an expansive deck with a barbecue and your very own private spa bath to soak in those famous scenic sets. Now, the villa and retreat accommodation is spread out over 10 hectares, surrounded by 20,600 hectares of the lush and ancient Lamington National Park.
So discover the magic of Brisbane today. Visit queensland.com or australia.com to find out more. And this message is brought to you by Tourism Australia.
And here's a message brought to you by Tourism Australia. Now, tomorrow is our last broadcast from Queensland. Mm. And a visit is never complete, of course, without a stop at one of Queensland's famous theme parks. We will be broadcasting live from Dreamworld. So make sure you stay tuned for our updates.
We're very excited for that. But before that, this afternoon, right after the show, we will be taking a walk at Mount View Alpaca Farm. I've always wanted to meet alpacas and feed some of the adorable alpacas. Followed by a wine tasting, which is probably one of our favorite activities, and another property of the O'Reilly's family. It's called the O'Reilly's Conungra Valley Vineyard. So tune in tomorrow to find out what we get up to this afternoon.
Oh, Daphne Koo, are you looking forward to it?
Yes, of course. Alpacas are so cute.
They are cute.
I think you can ride an alpaca. Maybe I cannot.
If no, they can. Have the rides, I will take the rides.
No. I don't think alpacas are meant for riding.
I don't think so.
Right. No.
Actually, have you ever considered being a professional jockey?
Yeah, you are the right size for it.
Look into it. What are you waiting for? Come and say good day the Queensland way. Visit queensland.com or australia.com to find out more.
Actually, you can also be an F1 driver.
Oh, that one I won.
You're listening to Kiss 92. Good morning. Thanks so much for having us on. It's time for us to play Guess the Song, sponsored by Propnex. We have got $200 if you can figure out the title of our one-minute snippet. But before you do that, there is something you really have to do. And this is this, and I mean it, you have to do this. You have to go over to our website, kiss92.sg, and click on the Guess the Song banner. You then register on the I Can Fly with Propnex website. Why? Because we've got flight tickets to Paris to give away as well. But this morning, we're giving away $200 if you can figure out the title of this song. You know, sometimes I hear that and I just go, huh? Really? I go, huh? But we've had winners, so some of you guys really do know these songs, and you know them like the back of your hand. If you know that song, it's time for you to pick up the phone and give us a buzz. 669-10920. Guess the Song, sponsored by Propnex. $200 up for grabs. Good luck. It's time for us to play Guess the Song, sponsored by Propnex. We've got $200 up for grabs. And we've got Desmond on the line. Good morning, Desmond.
Hi, morning.
All right, Desmond, a one-minute snippet. The only person who knows the answer to this is our program director. He is Stephen Chu. He's on the other line. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, FD. Good morning, Desmond. Good luck to you.
Morning.
All right, Desmond, we're going to play that 1 minute snippet for you. Here we go. 1 minute? I said 1 minute. It was 1 second. Desmond, you, yeah, 1 minute would have been good. You definitely get the answer then. So 1 minute snippet played. Desmond, give me, I said it again. Why am I saying 1 minute? 1 second snippet played. Desmond, give us the title of that song.
Is it My Hump by Black Eyed Peas?
My Hump. Steve?
I'm sorry, it's not My Hump.
Ah, Desmond! You didn't get it right. But not to worry, not to worry. The money now goes to $300, and you can join Joshua this evening, and maybe you'll get it right then. It's not what you thought. Have another think, okay? Thanks for trying, Desmond.
Thank you.
Guess the Tune, sponsored by Propnex, up to $300. And remember, before you take part, visit our website, kiss92.sg, click on the Guess the Song banner, and then register on the I Can Fly with Propnex website. That is very important. The game comes back this evening with Joshua Simon.
Glen Angel and Daphne coming to you live from O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat. And we're about to leave this place and move on to, you know where? O'Reilly's Canungra Valley Vineyards. Ooh. That's where we're having our lunch. And they've got wonderful wines there, pizzas, cheese boards.
I'm drooling already.
If you want to pack a picnic basket, you know, they do that as well. And, well, O'Reilly's very own wines.
Oh, you had me at wine. That's all I need to know.
Also, I mean, if we weren't going to feed alpacas, I probably would not leave. I would just let you guys go ahead. Go on ahead. I love this retreat.
Yeah, we'll be doing that right after lunch, actually.
Yeah, it's
going
to be a lot of fun.
Mount View Alpaca Farm is just next to O'Reilly's Vineyards.
Have you seen an alpaca before, Glenn?
Not in person.
On
I haven't
TV.
Seen a, yeah, no. Not in person.
Do you think
you?
They're soft in real life?
Probably not. Probably not as soft as they look.
How soft? Can't wait to squeeze.
Not as soft
don't
as
squeeze.
A koala.
A koala sure. It was soft.
I mean, like, hug.
Okay, so tomorrow we're off to broadcast from Dreamworld. Now,
yeah,
Dreamworld is located on the Gold Coast in Queensland, and it is known as Australia's biggest theme park. There are over 40 rides and attractions, and we're all very, very excited. So I need to end with my Australian quote of the day.
Okay.
Let's have a yarn.
Let's have a
yarn. Y-A-R-N.
Oh, can I guess? Is
sure.
it sitting around a campfire and talking about stories?
Almost. The second part is right.
Share. So
telling a story.
Telling a story.
Let's have a yarn is telling a story in Australian slang.
Okay.
There you go. That's your Australian slang.
That's what
slang
we're actually very good at doing. Actually.
That's what we do every day.
Telling yarns.
We tell yarns every day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Spin the yarn.
Hey. I guess Daphne a bit sleepy. Is it? You just yawned.
No, I didn't.
Did you yawn?
I did not.
She just yawned.
Did I yawn about the yawn? No. You're sitting too far away from me, Glenn.
Okay, big thank you once again to the activities guide, Jackie Buzzetti, for joining us. She, of course, works right here at O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat, as well as the retreat manager, Brendan Long. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, if you missed anything at all today or this entire week, well, shame on you. Just head to our Facebook and YouTube channels. That's Kiss92FM.
And a big thank you to FD in the studio for being in charge of traffic and weather and, you know, and we
guess
had that
the song
little technical
as well.
Glitch early on. Mm-hmm. He just jumped right in. He's our superhero.
He is.
Thank you very much, FD. Thank you. Also a big thank you to Cheyenne and to Vanessa as well. And our crew over here, Ash and Bryant and Andre and Charlene, of course. All right, have a wonderful day ahead. We will continue to tell you, you know, where we're at here while we're in Australia. Just keep it locked in to KISS 92.
The best of the Big Show.
Yeah.
KISS 92.